first thing I want to start with is, before we start in the Tyson side, is there are two dinim that we have mentioned in the Gemara here on Ham and Base. Okay? The first din that we have mentioned is Ba'osa Shah, because of the story. They were enacted that a Talmud cannot pass Elim Kenot Rishusu Mirabo. Right? That's one din. And then there's another din that's brought in, which is a Talmud cannot pass Makom Rebbe unless he's what? Three parcels far away. Right? Those are two distinct dinim. Okay? And it's interesting, the Chiddush Aran seems to present them as two distinct dinim, Shnei dinim nifrodim. So I want to just begin with, if in fact they're two dinim, I mean, the Maharik asks in the Tshuva Siman Kuf Samach Tes, he says, the story with the Tanchum Berei the Ravami, right? You remember that he made a psak, he visited Chatar, and they asked him about the wheat, and what did he pask in its mutter? And they said, what are you doing? It's in the place of your Rebbe. So he said, I didn't know he was here. Correct? The Gemara says, your Rebbe's here. There's a psak of what? Of your Rebbe's in the area. So the Maharik asks, he says, what sheikh is the story of Rav Tanchum with our sugya? Our sugya is about what? Making sure you articulate the psak right. Why on earth does the Gemara even bring in that story? Okay? Why does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Tana Bosa Shah goes with Tamil Yarlim Kinotum Shus Rabbo, and then it says, Tanachum Bre Ravami. What does Tanachum Bre Ravami have to do with this at all? That's the Kasha Lamais who want to start off the Maharik. So the Maharik answers the following. I mean, the whole point is the Maisa of Tanachum, how can they pass in front of your Rebbe, Mitom Kovid Rabbo? What does that have to do with our Sugya? What does that have to do with our Sugya? Where should that amend the Sugya? In Erevin, on Daf Samach Beis. What's the Sugya in Erevin? The Sugya in Erevin is about what? Kovod Rabbo. If the Sugya in Erevin is about Kovod Rabbo, why is the whole story of Rav Tanchum here at all? You're the Kasha? That's the Maharik's Kasha. So the Maharik answers the following. He says that the Gemara was coming to teach us that even in Talmud Chover, that had Netilus Rishus, Bevadai Tanchum was not the Rishus. Im Kol Zeh, even if you what? Even if you're not the Rishus, even if you're not the Rishus, you cannot pass it in front of your Rebbe if it's in three parcels, which is, a certain measurement of miles, let's say, okay? Whether it's a few miles, 3-4 miles, maybe it's more, we have to give the exact shear. I forgot to find that Rashi in Mesechta Shabbos, Achulim B'Tayre. Believe that we'll have to find it over the weekend. But in other words, the Maharik points out that the Chiddush of the Gemara is, despite the fact that there was issued a Psak, that there was a Netilus Rishus, still, we don't say everything goes. We shouldn't think everything goes, but Makom Rebbe, you can't paskin. So that's the Maharik's Kiddush. That's why the Gemara brings in this sugya, because apparently Rav Tanchum Lamaiser has nothing to do with the din of what articulation. The answer is that even if you had that articulation, even if you pass with that Netilus Rishus Eli, still, if you're within your 3 parcels, it's a problem. That's the Kiddush of the Gemara, the Maharik. But I want you to note, Lamaisa, there are two distinct dinim you find. Okay? Moreover, the truth of the matter is that when the Gemara says, why did the Gemara ask Halacha Lamaisa that maybe he didn't have the Tilus Rishus? Why did the Gemara have to focus on that he wasn't around? His Rebbe's around. How can you paskin if your Rebbe's around? Why talk it in the Gemara saying maybe he didn't have the Tilus Rishus? So it could very well be that he had Netilus Rishus already. Could very well be that he had Netilus Rishus already. Okay? It could be the Yad Ramah writes. Let's get the Yad Ramah Damascus Tanchum. He says the story of Tanchum ben Osher Abami was before the Gzeirah. Was before the whole Gzeirah. So if it was before the whole Gzeirah, there's nothing to talk about. Therefore, they only ask from the vicinity case. You're not able to paskin around your Rebbe. That's what the Yad Ramah writes in Damascus Tanchum. Then the Yad Ramah writes a second shot, which the Maharik says. He says the story was after what? The story was after the Gzeirah. But he was not the Rishus. He had the Tilus Rishus already. That's what the Maharik says, which we had said before. And the Yad Ramah gives that second teretz as well. So that's another way of saying it. But the third way I want you to get is the Rivosh in Siman Reish Aleph, Reish Ayin Aleph, that answers the Fi the Rambam, the Gzeirah L'maisa, the Paskin, without permission, Chutz L'Shosh Parsos is only Baofen Kavua. If it's done temporarily, it's Mutter. Rav Tanchum Breiner of Ami was visiting. He was visiting. If he's visiting, then it's no problem, Halach L'Maisa, without Netilu Shishus. That's why the Brice only asks on him from the vicinity. From the question of what range. You're not around your Rebbe. So let's get this first Mahalach here. The first thing we want to point out here, Gabi, let's get this, is that there are two dinim. There's a din in the Tila Shishus, and there's a din of not paskin in your Makam Yivarev. And the Chidushiyah writes there are two dinim. Fine. If that's the case, why is the Gemara even bring in the story of Tanchum? Why bring it in? It has nothing to do with the Tila Shishus, of checking how you know how to articulate. It's about the vicinity of the Rav. So what's the Gemara paskin? Halacha L'maaseh. So the Ma'arik says, no, the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even if you had Netilu Shishus, you still can't paskin in the vicinity of your Rebbe. That was goof for the Chiddush of the Gemara. That's what the Ma'arik says. And the Yad Ramah says that in the second answer. And that's why, since he already had Netilu Shishus, the Gemara doesn't focus on Netilu Shishus. The Yad Ramah says this was before the Takana of Netilu Shishus. That's another answer. It was before the old Takana of Netilu Shishus, of articulation, passing the test. And the third answer is, no. The third answer is halacha l'maaseh is that netilas shushus is not needed outside sholos parsals. Halacha l'maaseh, if you do it what? If you do it temporarily. If you do it temporarily, the gzeir was it's us and the pasuk decision who puts the sholos parsals both in kavua. But if it's done be'akroi, if it's done once in a while, it's permissible. And this was considered to be once in a while. That's why the Gemara only asks the din from the brice of b'makom rabba. You were b'makom rabba. So that's L'maisa, what the Rivash wants to say. So we have to keep in mind, L'maisa, from the very outset, this concept that I want you to get, that L'chura, there's Svei Dinim here in the Gemara. There's the Tilush Rishus of articulation, and there's Paskin in the vicinity of one's Rebbe. And the Gemara, what brings this in to say, even if you did pass the test, there's still a problem of Paskin in the vicinity of your Rebbe. Or you could say the whole issue was before what? Before the Tilush Rishus. Or you could say, Halach L'maisa, according to the Rambam, in Ilchos Talmud Torah, the Xeru, it's also the Pasuk without the Tilus Shus, is Michut Shalosh Rosh, often Kavua. Bakroi, it's permissible. And therefore, since it was Bakroi, it was Mutter for him to Paskin. The only problem is, if it's B'makom Rabo, it's a problem. Okay? And it was B'makom Rabo. That was Gemara's Kasha. Okay, that's the first Mahalach. Please get that. You can overlook that whole thing. There were dealing with these Svei Dinim. Okay. Also, a second Mahalach I want you to get based on this. Is that the bottom line is the Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Reish Mem Beis Sif Yud Aleph is bothered. He's bothered. He says he doesn't understand the toelus in this Netilas Rishus. What is the Rebbe going to be a speech therapist and tell him how to paskin? And because that he made one mistake, we make Exera forever and ever? We never found in all of our shas that a Mismicha wasn't given because his Lashon wasn't Borer. We don't find that. The Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by this. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, you could argue on the Aruch HaShulchan and say, no, it was a passing of how I'll be able to disseminate it. That's the punch of shot. But the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by it. We don't find anywhere in Shas that no one didn't get smicha because of it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we don't find that ever happening. He says, just because this was a one mistake that we're going to make Xerah forever, it's a one-time story. What's going on here, Lamais? Is the Rabbi really giving misakin it? So, okay, we can answer yes. Maybe he will teach him. Maybe we'll teach him properly how to do it. But nonetheless, I want you to get what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He points out that same Rambam in Pirkei Halacha Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah, that a Talmud Paskins may be him, that it wasn't Mekabel Tuma, he did that Bifnei Rabba. Please get that down. And that's the real connection in the two sugyas. He taka did that Bifnei Rabba. He issued his psak that may be him. The Gemara didn't say it before, so that's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. He issued the Psak that may Bayim are not Makshul the Kabbal Tumi. He did that in front of his Rebbe. Aruch HaShulchan writes this. And therefore, Eli says, Hashem punished him. Hashem punished him that he would not make him, that he would make a mistake. He would have no Siyata Nishmaya, like the Gemara in Ksubis we said yesterday. That if you paskin in front of your Rebbe, it's not that it's an issue of chutzpah, it's an issue you won't have Siyata Nishmaya. So once they saw that a mistake, this Talmud made a mistake, they chat now. Now that they chopped that this Talmud made a mistake, they chopped he must have paskin in front of his Rebbe because he made a mistake. He didn't articulate it right. And therefore they were gozer. Even if you do it temporarily, if you paskin a one-time basis in front of your Rebbe, it should be usher. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan wants to learn, okay? It's a chiddush. It's not the simple shot in the Gemara, because as we learn, simple shot is this in an articulation passageway. But he wants to say it's hard for him to believe. And the way, what you glean from this Aruch HaShon is a connection very strong between the two dinim. That he taka made the psak and made psalm or not mashra in front of his Rebbe. The reason why he messed up, they said, oh, it must be he was in front of his Rebbe. He had no siyata nishmaya. Memeila, they were geyser, halacha lo maisa, that bifnei rav even be'a kroy, it's asr what? It's asr lahiris. Okay? So that's the Aruch HaShulchan's take on this Gemara. Yes, Ellie, go ahead.
If that was a connection between the two sigut, between the two mises, then why wouldn't they talk about that after they say a story over it? Instead they talk about...
Because Omer Aleph was the whole story of the Tilus Rishus. Omer Aleph was the whole story of the Tilus Rishus. We want to say what the Tilus Rishus was. But the backdrop to that story was that it was Bifnei Rabbah. And that's the segue into saying Sholos Parsos with Tanchum. You follow me? All of Ham and Alpha Ham is with that backdrop of that story, the backdrop of that story was with Fei Rabbo. So it was Fei Rabbo, that's the segue into the Sholosh Parsos. So I was thinking, according to Aruch HaShulchan, you can answer that kasha to Marik right away. The whole story was with Fei Rabbo. Okay?
Yeah, I mean.
It's not the simplest reading of the Gemara.
I guess.
But it connects the two together. That's what Aruch HaShulchan wants to say. Okay, that's the second mahalach. Third mahalach, and then we got to get to the Taisus and all the other Rishonim. I just want to point out, what is the status, what is the tokif, not status, but what is the stringency of this isser, of poskening in front of your Rebbe? Is it the Yeraisa, is it the Rabbanon? Let's get that down, and then Lamaitz will get into the Taisus. Taisus and Erevin, on Samach Beis and Beis on the bottom, which I want you to see, at least according to the Rivosh, the way the Rivosh and Simon Reish Ein Alfas Masber, and along with the Yad Ramah Mahadrinan, Paskin's Ladinit, that there's an Issa D'Oraisa for a Talmud the Paskin in front of his Rebbe, Sholosh Parsos. Within the Sholosh Parsos, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Chutz L'Sholosh Parsos, it's an Issa Midrabanon, unless you have Netilas Rishus, because we don't want people making a mistake and following after your mistake and psalking, because you articulated it wrong. So straight up, Taisus and Erevin, according to the Rivash and the Yadramah, hold it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Within Sholosh Parsos, outside Sholosh Parsos, for a Talmud, it's an Issa Midrabanon. But if you have Netilas Rishus, it'll make it Mutter. That's the sheet of the Taisus with the Yad Ramah. She only according to the Rivash has been Taisus.
So wouldn't that mean that it's also for them to Paskin anywhere in the world?
Well, we're going to get into it, Lamai. So you have to have Netilas Rishus, correct. Without Netilas Rishus, you can't Paskin anywhere. That is correct, Yosef. That is correct. Second sheet, please. Let's get it. The second sheet is the Taisus and Erevin. Same Taisus, but according to the Chiddush Aran by us, Tirmat Soba Osa. He's Mechalik and says like this. He's Mechalik and says the Brisa that says Tol Sholosh Parsos is talking about a Talmud Chavar. That it's an Issa D'Oraisa, the Paskin, Tol Sholosh Parsos. If you do it, you're Chayav Misa. A Talmud Chavar is a close colleague, but he's still your Rebbe. But you're like a colleague. Outside Sholosh Parsos, it's Mutter. But the Rabbanim made Exera, Halacha Lamaisa, you need Netilas Rishus. So the whole distinction between Tolk and Chutz is for a Talmud Chaver. But for a Talmud Gomer, a regular Talmud, it's Aser Minat Taira B'chol Makom. B'chol Makom, it seems. And we'll get back to what you pointed out, Yosef, maybe a Talmud never should be able to pass it. Because the whole word of Netilas Rishus is only Mutter for a Talmud Chaver then. Okay? You follow me? That's according to the Hesber of the Chiddush Aran in the Taisin Erevin. And the Rashba points out that the Nafkamina would be the following. The Rashba points out there in Erevin that I gave you, that if it's Asa Minat Torah or Minat Gzera, what's going to be the Nafkamina? Where you have Netilas Rishus from one Rav, but not from another Rav. So if it's an Issa D'Oraisa, then you need Netilas Rishus from all Rabbanim. But if it's mitam nekzera, as long as you have the Netilas Rishus in one Rav, you could paskin chutz l'sholosh parsos. So that's within that second shita, okay? That's within that second shita, halacha l'maisa. Okay, that it's an isser what? It's an isser d'iraisa, halacha l'maisa, for a Talmud Chavar, and chutz mitam Chavar, tol sholosh parsos d'iraisa, chutz m'sholosh parsos, it's going to be what? It's going to be midrabanan. For a Talmud Muvak, it's aser b'chol mako minatir. The nafkamina would be, if it's aser minatir b'chol mako, Netilas Rishus from one rabbi wouldn't be enough. You need Netilas Rishus from everyone. That's the chiddush of the Rashba. Okay? And lastly, number three.
What does the Rashba say?
The Rashba just points out a nafkamina Johnny, that nafkamina being that if it's true by a Talmud Gomer in the Raisa, as Yosef said, he'll never be able to paskin kids until he gets the tilshus from all his rebbeim. Okay? If he has one rebbe, fine. But if he has other rebbeim, he's got to have the tilshus from all the rebbeim. Okay, and then the third sheet, and then we'll lead us into Taisus, Steve. We'll get to your question in a minute. The Rosh Hashulchan points out, according to the Rambam, it's Aser Kodem Negzera de Bikoveya when your Rebbe's alive. Bikvias. To do it temporarily, it's Mutter even Bafanov. But once they saw Takala, they were Gozer Bafanov, it's Aser even Bekroy. Outside Shalos Prosols, it's Mutter Bekroy, Halacha Lamaisa. Unless you're what? Unless you're considering Rach Mishalos Prosols. So again, let's get the Aruch HaShulchan in the Rambam. Kodem Negzera, it's Aser when your Rebbe's alive, Bikvias. To start judging. Halacha lemaisa. After to do it, what Bekroy, it's takamutter, even Bafanov. Once they saw people were making mistakes, they asked Bafanov, even Bekroy. But chutz l'shos prasos, Bekroy would be mutter, like the Brisa says, Elim kein rachok men sholos prasos. So that's the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? Stephen, go ahead. What was your kasha? You got it? Okay. Let's begin now the Taisus. We'll see the other shot because there are three slots in this Taisus where he asks three different kashas, okay? And each slot, there are different Terutzim Rishon. So let's begin. Go ahead, Ben. Let's see the beginning of the Taisus. Go ahead, Elim K. Guys, look inside. Hey, I'm a base. Go ahead.
Elim K. and Rachel commanded with
Fulik. Yeah.
The number of Herakas there are. There are few Biasa, the Futka, Baami, Neighbor, Altista, Kule, Shani, Durahuna, below Ori.
Low Ori. Even a question of egg and milk, he asked from Rav Chista, in all the years of Rav Huna, he didn't paskin. What do you mean? We said as long as you're three parsos away in our Gemara, it's fine. Stira. So the first slot is this kasha from Erev. Our Gemara said outside three parsos is mutter. He was machmir Rav Chista, never to paskin at all. Halacha l'maisa, all the years of Rav Huna was alive, even outside of Sholos parsos is machmir. Okay? So that's the first slot. What's Tysus' answer? What's Tysus' answer? That it was Bafon of Mamish. What does Bafon of Mamish mean? What does Bafon of Mamish mean? It was Mamish, it was Bafon of. What would have been a more simpler way of saying it? What would have been a more simpler way of giving Tysus' answer? How would you have answered it? How would you answer that kasha? Again, our Gemara's mash outside three parsos is mutter. And what does the Gemara say in Erevin? He never did anything. What would you have said? I would have said within shlosha parsos. So let's get down. The Maharam says on the Taisus, so that's what Bafana means. The Maharam says on our Taisus, Dirmasko Ella, that the Kavana of Taisus doesn't mean the fun of Mamish. It means shlosha parsos. Okay. However, the Maharik says not that way. There's two biurim in this Taisus. The Maharik argues. The Maharik says no. Taisus meant literally. Halach lomayis b'fon of mamish. And the reason is as follows. Because a davar poshit, halach lomayis, a davar poshit, like b'yavis of a kuchta, where there's no isser at all, you could pass it even talk sholos parsos. But Taisus Lamaisa didn't want to say the Rav Chista Paskin, B'tok Sholos Parsos. Because Issa Lahoros B'tok Sholos Parsos is B'davar Chiddish. So the Maharik writes as follows. Let's get it down. Something that's a Chiddish in the Psak, that you might come to make a mistake, that Taka, Halacha Lamaisa, is Usser, Halacha Lamaisa. He would not pass B'tok Sholos Parsos, because the Issa of B'tok Sholos Parsos is Rak B'davar Chiddish. But a davar poshut, like be it the bechutka, you could do even what? You could do even tok sholos parsos. Okay? And he points out beautifully. So it comes out that Taisus says the Rav Chista never paskin bisman Rav Huna, even be it the bechutka, is talking befun of mamish. Even a davar poshut. But shalom befun of mamish, v'tok sholos parsos, mutter lahoros v'davar poshut. So according to the Maharik, it means what? What does it mean? Bafanov means what? Bafanov mamish. Because a davar poshit lamaisa. Okay? And that's the chiddush that we want to bring out. A biyasu bechutcha, halacha lamaisa, there's no iser. So it comes out, halacha lamaisa, never possible, even biyasu bechutcha, davar mamam mamish. Because it's usser, the fun of mamish, even a davar poshit lakol. But however, something that's a davar pashut, you could do shalosh parsos, not a problem. Halacha l'maisa. So that's why he wants to interpret Tosfos in the Chamer of Achai, says Pshat in Tosfos, that b'funav meant b'funav mamish. And I'll tell you the raya for this. What's the raya for this? In the story of Rav Tanchum. Because what does Gemara say about the story of Rav Tanchum? What does it say? It identifies what he paskin, didn't it? Why didn't you say he stam paskin? Why does he have to say exactly what he paskin about? Because the price is Talmud al Yorah Hora, Mashba Hora Chashuva. The price could have said al Yorah Stam, any Hora. But we're talking about a Hora Chashuva. Min a Hora Chashuva Lamaisa is a problem. Talk Sholosh Parsals. Halach Lamaisa. But when we talk about a Dover Poshut mode, even a Dover Poshut mode, you never can do Bafun of Mamish. So I want you to get this. There are two Pshatim in the Tysus. When Tosfos answers the first slot from the Gemara in Erevin, what's the first answer? The first answer is what? Maharam says, B'fanav meant Tal Shosh Pos, like we wanted to say. Second shot is no. What does B'fanav mean? B'fanav mamish. Because even the more pashut things, you can't do B'fanav, it's a shtuch. It's an insult. If it, however, be a davar pashut, Tal Shosh Pos with Takavi Mutter. And that's exactly the raya from the Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to specify the Shiloh? You know why you have to specify the Shiloh? Because a Horach Hashuv is also Tok Shalosh Parsals. A Horach Hashuv is also, but if it be a Dover Pashut, that would be Mutter Tok Shalosh Parsals. That's why the Gemara identifies what exactly what the case, the Shiloh they asked him was. Okay, you got that? That's the Marik. So we got two Pshatim in Tysus. Okay, Biter now. Let's go on now. Next slot of Tysus. Go ahead, Ben. Very good. Biter. Miu Kasha. Okay, everyone got that? You got that? There's two mahalchim how to understand the Tosfos. The first shot is Poshet. Dar Gemara is what? Tok Shalosh Parsals. Outside the Tosfos, the Gemara Nervin is the same thing. Maharam shot Tosfos. Second shot is the two different psalchim. A Dover Poshet is Aser Bifun of Mamish. A Dover Poshet, Tok Shalosh Parsals is Mutter. A Dover Chiddush is Aser Tok Shalosh Parsals. And this was a case of a Dover Chiddush with Tanchum because it identified what the Shiloh was. That's a Horach HaShuva. Horach HaShuva is also talk Sholosh Parsals. Okay? Pichas, you got it?
Just the Dover
Pashut
is
Aser
within the two
Parsals? Dover Pashut is Mutter talk Sholosh Parsals according to the second mouth. Okay. Only the fun of is it Aser. Fun of Mamish. Okay? Ben, go ahead. Next slot. Let's go. Go ahead. So what is he saying? So what's the kasha that he has? Very interesting, no? What does he say? He says we have a difficulty. What's the difficulty? Second slot that we're calling it. What's the second slot? That our the Gemara says that Rav Amnuna never paskin ever in the years of Rav Huna because he was a Talmud. And our Gemara's masha that chutz l'shalosh parsos is permissible. The lake of the memory, don't give me an answer that what? Go ahead. Don't tell me we're talking about a Talmud Chaver, and that's why it's Mutter. Go ahead. Yeah, the Rishash erases the word Nami. Ulekach Shari, and therefore it's permissible what? Kamo Rav Chista the Hasam. And therefore what? And therefore it's permissible, like Rav Chista over there. We said Rav Chista over there said, if it's considered to be Bafanov Lamais, it's a problem. Shalom Bafanov, it's Mutter, right? Yeah, why can't you say that it was a Talmud Chaver? Go ahead. Why? Because everyone compared to Moshe Rabbeinu is a Talmud Gomer. He's not a Talmud Chaver. So what's the kasha we have here now? What's the second slot of kasha? The second slot of the kasha is what? Is that Rav Amnuna never paskin ever. He never paskin ever b'charka b'zman Rav Huna. Why can't you say sholosh, outside sholosh prosols? Now we're bringing up a new Amor, Rav Amnuna. The first kasha was Rav Chista in his relationship with his Rebbe Rav Huna. Now we're talking about Rav Amnuna with Rav Huna. Why is it that Rav Amnuna shied away? Why is it that Rav Amnuna shied away? V'dochik, and go ahead, V'dochik Lomar. It's very difficult to say Charta was Tok Sholosh Prosols from the Mukkah Rav Huna, and therefore he never passed it. Right? Go ahead, V'od Kasha.
The Odia Minan Hasa, the fun of Asr Bechai Misa, the fun of Asr Ein Chai Misa,
Mashma. Right. Right. Mashma. So read Mashma mitok asugya. Yeah, read that. Mashma mitok asugya. We from that sugya nerivin. Go ahead. Oh, so how do you tell me chutz shalosh one of his mutter? You chayv misa tok, and outside you're not chayv misa. So how's it shaykh that here what? How's it shaykh that you're here? It's considered to be mutter. It should be aser based on the Gemara and Erev. So what's Tosis Teretz? Go ahead, Vinira. Oh, so what's Tosis Teretz? Tosis Teretz is what? Is that over there? Lomaisa, there's no Natilus Yeshuas. Therefore, even Chutz L'Sholosh Prasos is Aser. But here, if you have Natilus Yeshuas, Mutter Sholosh, Mutter Chutz Sholosh, Mutter, it's Mutter Michutz Sholosh Prasos. So Tosis Sheet is what? Let's get it down. That Rav Nun never Pascha because he never had Natilus Yeshuas ever. So if he ever never had Natilus Yeshuas, Lomaisa, that's why he never Pascha. Even Chutz is Aser. But what do you see from our Tosis? Our Tosis is a tremendous Kiddush, okay? What do you see from our Tosos? Our Tosos holds, halacha l'maisa, that what? That even with Netilas Yeshuas, Tok Shalosh, it is Aser. Tok Shalosh, Afilu b'Netilas Yeshuas, Afilu b'Netilas Yeshuas, it's Aser. And we're going to have to ask ourselves why, okay? Why is that so? But that's the way Tosa solves it in Erev. Tosa solves it by us. He says a tremendous chiddush. Yichai misa b'fnei rabo. Chutz misholos prasos. It's mutter if you have netilas yeshuas. Without netilas yeshuas, l'maisa it's considered to be usher. And he says a tremendous chiddush. If you're not the shuson mutter chutz misholos prasos. But it's not going to help you inside. Halacha l'maisa. It's not going to help you inside. So that's the sheet of Tosa in Erev. Tosa by us. Why is it, guys? What is the reason why Netilas Yeshuas, according to our Tosis, does not work? Tok Shalosh Parsos. Why not? Why shouldn't it work? So, to say, I want to suggest three possibilities, okay? One possibility is the following, okay? One possibility in Svara is that it's a Bizayim. It's a total Bizayim. And the Ravid writes that Rebbe Kepi Mochan is Bizayim. I don't care whether you have Netilas Yeshuas. If you're so close to your Rebbe Pascha, it's an embarrassment to him. It's not Nita L'Mechila. Jeremy, you got me? That's one possibility. Another possibility is called the following, and that is that it's a Horah. It's a special din in Horah. A Horah. That's what the Dvar Moshe wants to say. Maybe this Gemara is not based on just Kavod. There's a new din called what Horah? That the din is usher. There's an Isser Chadash and a Maisa Horah. Learn from Moshe Rabbeinu Machane Yisrael. What is the marker halacha l'maisa? What is the marker halacha l'maisa? For three what? Three parsals. What's the marker? Rashi says Kenegan Machane Yisrael. Didn't the Gemara say Kenegan Machane Yisrael? What did Rashi say it was from? Moshe Rabbeinu. No. Didn't Rashi say it was from Moshe Rabbeinu? Doesn't our Gemara only say Machane Yisrael? Doesn't say a word about Moshe, does it? Am I correct? New guys, let's get this. We got to be astute about it. Does it say Moshe Rabbeinu or does it say Kenegan Machane Yisrael? In the Gemara.
In the Rashi?
No, in the Gemara. What does it say in the Gemara? Kenegan Machane Yisrael? No. Rashi says it's from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Tosa Rosh argues. Tosa Rosh says it's from Nadav and Avihu. With Aaron. Nadav v'Avihu. So I want you to get that down. It's a machloikis l'maisa. What exactly the makor is? What does Machane Yisrael mean? It's a machloikis Tosa Rosh and the Tosis and Erevin. It's not just the Tosa Rosh. Tosis and Erevin. The Tosis and Erevin that I gave you. L'maisa. Right? That we went through, El, right? Tosis and Erevin. What is the makor? Is it Moshe Rabbeinu or is it Nodim and Aviv? L'gabi what? L'gabi their psak.
When they talk about Bnei Aaron, that's not referring to Moshe?
What do you say? No, Nodim and Aviv. Bnei Aaron is Nodim and Aviv.
Right.
Not even a view. So I want you to get down. So Machlokes Rashi against Tyson and Tyson Rush. What the Makor is?
Meaning what? What did they Aaron? What was?
They were killed. Not even a view. They paskin that they could be Makriva Eish. Hedjit Eish. That's what the Gemara says. I want you to see that Gorsamach Gimel and Aleph. Gemara says that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu killed them because they paskin. So they want to say that's the Makor. Connected Machane Yisro.
In front of who? Moshe?
Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah. Moshe and Aaron, both.
Isn't it the same case?
Moshe and Aaron, Lamashe. No, Rashi says about how Moshe, how people would go to the Ohel of Moshe. And nothing to do with none of Nevi'im. And nothing to do with none of you. So Machlek is what, how are we going to touch Machane Yisro? Okay, no, so I want you to get that.
What's between the two?
Nothing, Makor. So Machlek is what the Makor is. Of this din of connecting Machane Yisro, Shlosha Parsols. What's the Makor? That's the Machlekes. Machlekes is what the Makor is. So number one is, going back to our Tysus. Tysus says, to touch the Gemara, you got to know. What does it mean? What's the Makor? I ask you what the Makor Advarim is. So number one, Tysus says that Tok Shalosh, even until it just doesn't work. Why not? Either B'Zayon, either there's a new Svara called Horah. Then I want you to bring out the new Svara called Horah. And anything within three parcels is bad, even if you until it's Yeshus. And a third svar we want to give is from the Asher L'Shlomo. Reb Shlomo of Berman Zatzal, he wanted to say a big kiddush against the Brisker Rav that we learned yesterday. That's what we said we would get to. He wants to say that within Sholosh parcels, right, it's Mora. And Mora is no mitan l'mechila. Because he says Mora is referring to L'Shamay. It's kind of more covered to Hashem. And therefore, it's not nitan l'mechila. That's smack against the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says beferish the kavod and mayar nitan l'mechila. Hitter skanim was not, but he wants to say l'maisa. Maybe the pshat in our tesis is that it's considered to be mora. That's reverence, and that's not nitan l'mechila. So therefore, the nitan l'mechila is not going to work. So what emerges is the chiddush of our tesis is that if you have the nitan l'mechila, gezuter hey, it's good. Chutz mishalos parsals. If you don't have the tishus, it's us or even chutz l'shalosh parsals. But the tishus does not help you within what the din of what shalosh parsals. So that's the first what. That's why Rav Amnuna never paskin at all halacha l'maisa, because he did not have the tishus. Okay, so you see the feirish l'maisa that it's interesting. Now I want to just point out before we get to the other answers, the Teres Chaim says the place is a little difficult. Because the reason why they made the exam of the Tilus Yeshus is in order to check whether they can articulate things right. What did the Gemara say in Erevin? The reason why he didn't paskin in all the years was because of what? Kavod. Because of chutzpah. Not because of the Xerim. No. Not because of the Xerim. I mean, the way Tysus is saying the Tilus Yeshus of our sugi is articulation. That doesn't seem to jive well with the Gemara in Erevin. So that's what he asked. Because he's viewing them as two separate Xeris. Perhaps we could say, like we said in the beginning of Shiri, view them as all one, maybe. You view them as all one, the articulation really is, if you view them as all one Xera, then okay, you won't have a difficulty with it. Perhaps. Okay? But nonetheless, that's the first teretz. Okay. So we have that shita. I want you guys to get this down. This svara, lemaisa. This svara, bizayon, hora, or moira. Not nitan lemechila. Based on the shmukula Berman. So that's how I was saying against the what? He's saying against the briskarov. Okay? Now, where else do we find the Svara of Hora? Where else do we find the Svara of Hora? So it's interesting. The Sefer Dvar Moshe points out, very beautifully, he points out, if you look in the Rambam, and we're going to get to it, Lamaisa, but let's point it out now. Let's point out some other terutzim to this Kasha. The Rivosh, the Marik, claimed that the Rambam holds a Perkei Halacha Gimel, please get it, that our sugi is talking about Ekroi, Tanchum Iklal Chatar. He only went there temporarily. Therefore, Tok Shlosh is Aser, Chutz Shlosh is Mutter. Rav Amnuna was not paskening there, B'Kvias. So the second Teretz, the Kesef Mishnah says, first Teretz we said was the Rambam. Second Teretz now we're saying, first Teretz is Toysa, second Teretz is the Rambam. The Rambam says, there's a difference between Kvias and there's a difference of Aroi. Doing it temporarily. So he says, Rav Amnuna was doing it b'kvias. That's why he never did it ever. Our Gemara was talking what? Ekroi, right down Ekroi. Ekroi means temporarily. Our Gemara was talking about temporarily. And therefore it's mutter chutzla what? Chutzla shalosh parsals. The Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam is coming to answer Tosis Kasha. That Kesef Mishnah, Perikei Yechus Talmud Torah, on that Rambam, Kesef Mishnah is the Rambam's distinction between kvias and Ekroi. It's coming to answer Tosis Kasha. Okay? It's coming to answer Tosis Kasha. Now, Lamaisa, if you look in the Rambam, and I gave it to you, okay? Please get this. The Rambam in Perek Chaf, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Lachates, Paskins, Halacha Lamaisa, that you're not allowed to paskin outside three parcels. But he doesn't quote the Yisr of Chutzpah Shalosh Parcels. Why not? In Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha L'maisa, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he distinguishes. He quotes everything there. Tol Shalosh Parcels Mutter, Chutzpah Shalosh Parcels Aser. Okay, Tol Shalosh Parcels, he says, Aser, Chutz is Mutter. That's in Hilchos Talmud Torah. But in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he doesn't, all he mentions in Perakof Halachates, he says nothing about the Yisr of halacha lamaisa, below heavy cloud isur de kviyas hora filu chutz l'shlosh. He doesn't bring it, so he wants to say like this: the sefer Dvar Moshe in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the geography of the Rambam, he's quoting dinim that only are pertain to hora. If he's only talking about dinim that pertain to hora, it comes out very beautifully that he doesn't talk about the isur of what, the isur of chutz mishalosh parsals, because chutz mishalosh parsals is a dinim what. Is a din in Kavod. Tok Shalosh Parsos could be this new din called Hora. It might also have the aspect of Kavod Araf. But Tok Shalosh Parsos is this problem of Hora. And in Hilchos Sanhedrin, all he quotes is Dini Hora. He doesn't quote Hilchos Kavod. So if he doesn't quote Hilchos Kavod, you see Beferish Lamaisa, that this is a new Svara, this Svara of Hora. That there's a special issue to make Hora, Tok Shalosh Parsos, even if you have Netilas Yeshus. Even if you have the Tilus Yisus Halacha L'maisa, it's considered to be special din. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, that's the din, and therefore you're only Chayiv Misa. Where are you only Chayiv Misa for? Where are you only Chayiv Misa for? Only where? Tok Shalosh Parsals. Why are you only Chayiv Misa Tok Shalosh Parsals? Because there's a special din, this Hora mandates a Chayiv Misa. That's why he wants to say Halacha L'maisa, that you're Chayiv Misa. There's an Isser Miuchad on this Hora, Chayiv Misa, Tok Shalosh Parsals. Chutz Mishlosh is a din of Kavod. You're not Chayiv Misa for lack of Kavod. It's a terrible thing you did. But Halacha L'maisa, that's why Halacha L'maisa comes out, L'maisa, that the Rambam says you're specially Chayiv Misa in that. And that's what we want to suggest, is this din of what? This Halacha, that Tok Shalosh Parsals and Tilus just doesn't work. So we have two Teirutzim so far. Tosfos and the Rambam. And we're utilizing that element of Hora a little bit as well. A little bit as well as that Tok Shalosh Parsals is considered to be what? It's considered to be a problem. Our Gemara says it's Mutter, only at Kroy. But the Kfiyas, it's a problem. But why only Chayiv Misa Tok? Because that's not just Kavod, it's a Hora. And that's why in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he only quotes the din of what? Tok Shalosh Parsals. In Talmud Torah, where he's talking about Kavod Arav, he mentions Tok and Chutz. But why are you only Chayiv Misa? Because you Chayiv Misa Tok Shalosh, because not just a lack of Kavod, it's a din of what? Hora. It's a special din of Hora. And that's how we want to also say the Svar of Tosis is, our Tosis, that Netilas just doesn't work Tok Shalosh, because of Halach of Hora. That's the Svar we want to give. So we have Tosis so far, we have the Rambam. Let's continue now. Then we have Tosis and Erevin. What does Tosis and Erevin say? Tosis and Erevin says the following. Let's get it. Says Tosis and Erevin that Rav Hamnune was a Talmud Lamaisa, was a Talmud, Halacha Lamaisa, a good Talmud, a Talmud Muvah, but he was not a Talmud Chavar. And therefore he was not able to paskin even Chutz. Our Sugi is talking about a Talmud Chavar. Okay? So Tosis and Erevin says that Rav Hamnune was a what? Was a Talmud? Therefore, even Chutz L'Sholosh is a problem. Gemara Shelanu is talking about a Talmud Chavar. Okay? And therefore, Chutz M'Sholosh is considered to be good because it's talking about a Talmud Chavar. Now, there's a Machloikas in Rishonim, what the Pshat and Tosfos Erevin is. Please get it. Very interesting, okay? The Ran, here in Damascus Bosa, says it's an Issa D'Oraisa for a Talmud the Paskin, a regular Talmud. Halacha L'maisa. He cannot paskin even outside. That's what you were saying before. We mentioned it before, Yosef. And the Rivash says, Halacha L'maisa, that the Talmud Muvok is usher because of Exeris. So it's a machloikas whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanim between the Ran and the Rivash. When Tosfos says in Erevin that a Talmud cannot paskin, is that the Raisa or the Rabbanim? The Ran says by us it's the Raisa, Tosfos meant in Erevin. The Rivash says only the Rabbanim. So let's write that down. The Ran says it's what? Ron says the Araisa, Isser, the Araisa, within the Tyson Erevin, and the Rivash says it's only an Isser Rabban, Rak Isser Rabban. Okay? Talk about a Talmud's Usser, Chutz me what? The Talmud is also even chutz mishalos prasos. Is that the right or the rabbanim? But that's the Tyson Erevin. But there's a problem with the Tyson Erevin. What's the problem with the Tyson Erevin? What's the problem? Number one, what's the problem, halacha lamaisa? That we see that what? What do we see? What is Tyson asked by us? He can't give the Talmud Chavar answer. Why not? Because to Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone is a what? What kind of Talmud Chavar? You're going to say it about Talmud Chavar? No one's a Talmud Chavar to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one kasha that you can't say. That's what Tosfos said by us, right? That's number one. What's number two? The Rosh Ben Erevin says the Gemara should have said Talmud Chavar al Yoreh. It said any Talmud. Stam Talmud. That means any Talmud can't pass him. Not just a what. If you were right, Tosfos and Erevin, it should have said Talmud Chavar. So there are two difficulties on this Tosfos and Erevin. Please get it. Even number one, our Tosfos Kasha, if you're learning out from Moshe Rabbeinu, that I can answer. How can I answer that Kasha? How do I answer that Kasha? Because Tosfos Shitosis is the Makar's not from who? Not from Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's not such a good answer because in the stomach they weren't Talmud Chavars also by Aaron, Moshe and Aaron. Well, another Navi, they were great, but they were a Talmud Chavar? I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe not. So that's the two kashas lamaisa that is very difficult. Okay. But that's Tyson Erevin. Please get it. Okay.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. The Tyson Erevin says, Argomar is about a Talmud Chavar, and Rav Amnuna was a Talmud Gomer. That's why Rav Amnuna is never Paskin ever in his life, by Rav Huna.
Right, so what's the difficulty with that?
The difficulty is two kashas. Number one, how can you say Argomar is about a Talmud Chavar? Number one, the markers from Moshe Rabbeinu. No one's a Talmud Chavar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Very hard to say Argomar is about a Talmud Chavar. That was Tosfos' point here, right? Everyone's a Talmud Chavar. And number two, what's the second kasha? The Gemara should have said the first Talmud Chavar Ayora.
Right, that's the Rashba.
It says Stamta, that's the Rashba, correct. Okay, there are two kashas. Number one, our Tosfos and that Tosfos Erevin asks, and then you have the Rashba, okay? So that's the third answer, third sheet that we have in this answer. Number four, I gave you the Mordechai and Erevin. What does the Mordechai say in Erevin? Mordechai gives a beautiful answer. What does he say? He wants to say that Shlush Shlosh Parsols was usher in the Gemara of Amnuna. You know why? Because Rav Huna was always going by there. Rav Huna was always there, says the Mordechai. So in the case of Rav Amnuna, he never wanted to touch it because he was afraid that Rav Amnuna frequented the place, Rav Amnuna, because Rav Huna would come there. Rav Huna would hayasham. Oh, many times. So if Ravuna was there, he wouldn't want to touch it. In our sugya, no way. In our sugya, it wasn't like that at all. In our sugya, we're talking chutz l'shalos prasos mutter because he only came there once in a while. Gemara Shalanu, he only came once in a while. No problem. Lefamin. And therefore, chutz l'shalos prasos is mutter. But if the Rebbe is there a lot, you can't do that. So it's not totally in the Talmud setting up shop, bikvius. And I want you to get that the Rambam says not just psak halacha. The Rambam says you want to start your own yeshiva in the vicinity of your Rebbe. That's not Roy either. It's not just Horah. It's Kavod too. The Rambam writes it explicitly. I hope you saw it. The Rambam says not just a psak. He says also establish your own yeshiva, your own shul in front of your Rebbe. That's also a problem because that fits in the lack of Kavod. But this is a different answer. This is how many will the Rav frequent? So if you're outside Shalosh Prasos, if he comes all the time, it's still a problem. If he comes once in a while, it's mutter. That's the Mordechai's answer. Okay? We got that? That's the Mordechai's answer that he wants to give. So basically, what do we have here? To the second slot of Tosfos, we have how many what? We have what? We have four different terutzim regarding Rav Hamnuna. The first slot of Tosfos, we had what? Tosfos answered to pshatim, what Tosfos meant. Second slot of Tosfos, four different terutzim. Okay? But within this Tosfos, we had a whole shtickel Torah here, which we want to give three svaras why Netilas just doesn't work. Rav Shmuel Berman has this big Kiddush, or we said Horah based on the Sefer Dvar Moshe. Okay? Which we built up a little bit in the Rambam as well. You got me so far? Okay, this brings us to the third slot now. The Rishonim are bothered by the following now. Okay? What's the third point that's very difficult? What's the third point that's very difficult? And the end of the Tosfos, which is scary, and that is the Chiyuv Misa. The Chiyuv Misa, Shalom Bafanov, is not a Chiyuv Misa, but it's awesome. If that's the case, what do you do? We're in big trouble, because why? The Gemara says beferish by us that outside Shalosh Prosos is mutter. The Gemara seems to say that outside Shalosh Prosos is no chiyuvisa, but it's usher. That's the third slot, okay? Well, we only wrote on the board a whole second slot today. This was the second slot. Two was what? Was a guy by Rav Hamnuna, guys, okay? Let's get everything clear. Rav Hamnuna. Okay? Let's get everything clear. This was the second slot. The first slot was what? Was Rav Chista, the Bafonov. I'll write it over here. The first slot was what the shot of Bafonov was. With what? With Rav Chista. Now we get to the third slot, the Chiyuv Misa. Okay? What's the pshat here with the Chiyuv Misa? Okay. Chiyuv Misa tov shel shos. Outside, it's also no Chiyuv Misa. What do you mean outside, it's us? Our Gemara said it was mutter. Oh. So what does Taisa say by us? Why is it okay? Halacha l'maisa. Why is it okay? Because he had netilas reshus. In Erevin, you did not have netilas reshus. And therefore, if you didn't have netilas reshus, there's no Chiyuv Misa, but it's also. So our Taisa, okay, I'm just going to write. I'm going to talk about, let's say, Isser, below Chiyuv Misa, because we know we're talking about outside Shalosh Parsos. Taisus by us says no problem. Netilus Rishus. Gemara Nervin's without Netilus Rishus. Okay, very smooth answer. Yes? Zero in on that teretz, right? Our Taisus Netilus Rishus. Shkutz from Shalosh Parsos Mutter. Over there it's not. No Netilus Rishus Usser. Fine. Taisus and Nervin says what? You guys tell me. What does Tyson Erevin say? Talmud Chaver. Our student is talking about a Talmud Chaver. Therefore, Chutz Mishalos Prosos Mutal Hiris. And Erevin is talking about a Talmud Gomer. Therefore, even Chutz Mishalos Prosos is Taka what? It's Taka Aser. So that's the Tyson Erevin, right? Tyson Erevin wants to make you Kimto. Talmud Chaver is Mutter what? You want to make our Sugya Talmud Chaver? Fine. Chutz Mishalos Prosos Mutter. The sugya by an Erevin is talking about a Talmud Gomer. And therefore it's usher. And as Yosef pointed out astutely, it would be usher from the Paschal all the time. Machloikis Rash Baran would have been Nisid the Rash and Nisid the Rabbam. Correct? Machloikis. Okay. Comes along the Shita, and please get it. Comes along the Shita, and we said it was difficulty. You know, I want to add on one more kasha on this terrace. What's the one more kasha I want to add on? I want to add on that you see the whole story. You know, the Rashba asked the kashas. What were the two kashas we asked on that? Number one, it should have said what? Talmud Chaver al Yoira. What else should it have said? Everyone compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. But I want to add on one more kasha. What did the Rashba ask? What about the story in the Gemara on Amud Aleph? Rabba Bar Chana, Rav, they were all Talmidim. When they went down the bubble, and the Gemara says they had to get Rishus because of the Gzeira. What's in Mashma though? If it wasn't for that Xer of articulation, right? If it wasn't for that Xer of articulation, what would be the din? It's mutter for them, the Paskin. So you see, the Pharisees is mutter for them, the Paskin. And they were what? They were not Talmud Chavers. That's another kash I want you to get down. That's what the Rashba says in Erevin. They weren't Talmud Chavers. According to this answer, a Talmud Chaver is what? Is mutter. A Talmud Chaver is mutter chutz. Mutter chutz. Sholosh. L'shlosha, right? Whereas a Talmud what? A Talmud regular is what? Is usher chutz l'shlosha. What do you mean to say, Lamaisa? The Gemara seems to say beferish that if it wasn't for them getting the Tilus Yeshuas, what would be the din? They would be mutter for them to paskin because they don't need an articulation to pass. They can paskin. And those were Talmud and Gemurim. And they were chutz l'shlosha for souls, so very difficult.
How do you know they're Talmud Gemurim, though?
The Rabbin of Kaddish. They were Amoraim. The Amoraim.
Rav Chia. Rav, we saw
first generation Amor. First generation. Rav Tano and Paul, we have no other answer. But I'm saying, we're not Rabbin of Kaddish, they're Nasi. Cool, they weren't Talmud covers. All those Talmidim, Rabbi Bar Bachana, last Shabbos when they were.
Rabbi was a Tana?
Yeah, Rabbi was a Tana. He had the Mishnayis. He was the last Rabbin of Kaddish. Rav Chia was a Tana. Rav was the first generation Amor, or was the only Amor we say Rav Tano Paul?
Wait, so we're saying they're...
So I'm just saying this, you can add on, they were Talmud Gemurim, and they were going to Paskin if it wasn't for the Gzeira.
The Rav said maybe it was before the Gzeira.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but if there was no Gzeira, they would have Paskin. I'm just saying, you see that what? You see that a Talmud Gomer can't? That's a third kasha.
So why do we say they're Talmidim Gemurim though?
Because we don't assume to Rabbein HaKadosh they were a Talmud. No one was a Talmud. It was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Similar thing. It was a Nasi. To the Nasi, no one's a Talmud Chaver. Okay? That's what Rabbeinu Yehuda Anasi. Okay? All right. And then we have the Ravid. What's the Ravid's Terz? Let's get it. Ravid's Terz. What's the Ravid's Terz? Ravid is quoted in the Rashba there in Erevin and the Ran. It's also the Ran right here. Let's get it. He says, Beferish, beautifully. He says, what is the din of Shaloba Fonov? And what is the din of Bafonov? So he paskins an amazing thing. When the Gemara says Bafonov, it means Bafonov Mamish. That's when you're Chayiv Misa. You know what Shaloba Fonov means? What does Shaloba Fonov mean? Downgrade one. What is Shaloba Fonov?
It's Tok
Shalosh Parsals. Excellent. And you're not Chayiv Misa. And Chutz, it's Mutter Yivim and Atayra. The Rabbanim and Exera, not to do it Michutz. But a Talmud Chavar is Mutter even B'toch. So I'm just going to write down the Ravid and the Ran. Ravid V'Ran is Toch Mamish. And Shalob Afonov is what? Is Toch Shlosha. So what do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara was Mutter Chutz Mishlosha. Our Gemara was Mutter Chutz Mishlosha. A Talmud Chavar is Mutter even Toch Shlosha. But our Gemara is Mutter Halacha L'Maisa. A Talmud Gomer's Mutter Chutz L'Shlosha. And then they made Exera. No, don't do it L'Maisa. Don't do it even Chutz L'Shlosha Parsals. The Rabbanan, our Gemara is Exera. So again, let's get it again. According to the Ravid in the Ran, Toch Mamish is what is Chayiv Misa. Shalob Afanim is Toch Shlosha. Chutz Mishlosha for a Talmud Gomer is Mutter L'Gamri. For a Talmud, it's Mutter Min Atayra. They made Exera, though, it's still us or even Chutz Mishalosh Parsals. And that's our Gemara in Sanhedrin. For a Talmud. So that's interesting. He downgrades everything. The Ravid and the Ran. Okay? That's the territory of the Ravid and the Ran. That Bafana meant Bafana Mamish. Shalom Bafana meant Tok Shlosha. Chutz Mishlosha Mutter Minatar even for a Talmud. Mid Rabbanan, they answered it. A Talmud Chavri writes is Mutter even Tok Shlosha. So I want you to get right. Make sure we get that. Let's write that. Make sure we get that. Talmud Chavir is Mutter. Mutter Tok Shlosha, Afilu Tok Shlosha, according to this Ravid in the Ran. Okay, fourth answer now is the Mordechai and Ervin and the Ramazim there in Tav Kuf Yud, same Chiddush. He says an amazing thing. He says that our sugi is talking about it's Mutter to Pasuk Chutz Mishalosh Pasos when the Rebbe only comes there once in a while. Therefore, a Talmud can paskin Halacha L'Maisa. And the Gemara in Erevin is talking about where the Rebbe goes there all the time. Okay? Same answer Lamai said. He answered for what? For Rav Hamnuna. Is the same answer what that the Mordechai is going to give. It's all totally on the Rebbe. I'm going to write totally the Rav. Totally on the Rav. He comes there all the time. It's Aser, even Chutz Mishalosh Parsals. He comes once in a while. That's our Gemara, where it's Mutter Halacha L'Maisa, Chutz Mishalosh Parsals. And then the last answer focuses on what the Talmud does. And that's the Rambam. The Rivash is Pshat Barambam. Five is the Rivash is Pshat Barambam. How is it possible? Because the Gemara Erevin said, it's Asher Shalob Lochi of Misa, Chutz Mishlosha. What do you do with it? No problem. Says the Rambam, it's totally what the Talmud's doing. If the Talmud sets up Pshat Bekvias, Halacha L'Maisa, then Shalosh Parsals, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a problem. So it comes out of Halacha L'Maisa that he wants to tain it, that if you do it B'kfiyas L'Maisa, the fourth answer totally was totally on the Rebbe, what the Rebbe does. According to the Rivash Pshat in the Rambam, when Rabbah said Shalob Afanav it's Usher, and it's Tok Shalosh Prosos, Chutz Mishalosh Prosos Mutter, that's talking about Halacha L'Maisa when you do it both in Kavua. If you do it both in Kavua, that's a problem. If you do it both in Arai, that's Mutter, and that's our Gemara. So it's all totally one, and right, totally the Talmud. Totally the Talmud. So the Argamor is talking about where he did it back Croy. If he did it back Croy, it's Mutter. Halacha L'Maisa. And that's exactly what he did when he came to what? When he came to visit it. Halacha L'Maisa. That's the din. Okay. Now, the truth is, I want to point out the Shittas what? Shittas Arayvin. Okay? So we covered these three slots, guys. Okay? Three slots of Befana, Befana of Chista, the story with Rav Avnuna, L'Maisa, which is four different Terutsim, we said, and then focusing on the Isser, not being Chayiv Misa, which is very similar to Rav Hamnuna, but it's a direct what? It's a direct steer. However, L'Maisa, we said, our Tosis, which we focused on, says that Netilas Rishus doesn't work Tok Shlosha. Does anyone say Netilas Rishus works Tok Shlosha? Against our Tosis. Did you find anyone that said that? We had three svaras on the board. Why Taisa said Netilus just won't work Tov Shlosha? Are there any Rishonim that say Netilus just does work Tov Shlosha? Yes, the Shitas are Raivin. Says the Raivin, Halacha Lamaisa, quoted in that Rashbon Erevin, Netilus Rishus is Mutter, even Tov Shlosh Prasals. What's the svara? What's the svara, guys? You guys tell me. Raivin is Cholek on this, okay? Raivin, Cholek. Raivin, Cholek, V'oimer, Netilus Rishus, B'tok Shlosha, Mutter. Whoa. What's the svara? You guys tell me. Yeah, but what's the svara, though? What's the svara why Tok Shlosha would be okay? What's the svara? In other words, you guys want to say that what? Tok is mamish, shaloba fun of Tok Shlosha. Okay, so what? But why doesn't he just still, why does it get rid of the Yisr? Because why?
It's on your advantage.
No, but it's not based on one of these three things. It's based on what? Plain old what?
Covered.
Rav Shemachal Kvoro Kvoro Machal. That's what the Ron says. The Ron is Masbir. The Tilus Rishus, please get it. Ron is Masbir, Kavod. Because of Mitam Kavod. And that's Nitan Lemechila. Rav Shemachal Kvoro Kvoro, nothing fancy. All Hilchos Tamater. If it's in Hilchos Tamater, that means Kavod. Bemele Rav Shemachal Kvoro Kvoro Machal. So therefore, Tok Shlosha, the Rav has a sheet. Comes out beautifully, no? You follow me? That Tok Shlosha and the Tilus Rishus works. That's the sheet that's arriving. But didn't you say it was an Isser? Yeah, I did say it was an Isser, but it's out of COVID. But if you say it's Mora, if you say it's Horod, or you say Bizayim, that's not Nitan L'Machim. That's the lumpness we want to bring out the Tesis. And that's how we said Pshat and Tais and Ksubis. Remember how we said Pshat and Tais and Ksubis? Why do we say Tais and Ksubis? You have it in the packet here. What did Tais and Ksubis befeirish? The end of Shir we said yesterday. It's when you paskin in front of your Rebbe, it's not an issue of chutzpah, it's an issue of lumistai milsa. Nafkimin is where your Rebbe's moch on your cover. He says, nevertheless, what? Even though it's mutter, you still shouldn't paskin. Why not? Because of what? Lack of siyata d'shmaya. Why is it lack of siyata d'shmaya? Either because of what? It's a bizayim, or it's a problem in the horah, or maybe what? Mora. One of those three things you could say we plugged in, shat and tisis. So the bottom line is, it's interesting. So I'm just wondering, guys. The Ron we just said Netilus Rishus works Tok Shlosha, correct? But will you have a problem of Siyata Dishmaya or not? What do you think? I mean, how does the Ron read this Gemara and Ksubis? No? How do you do with this Gemara and Ksubis?
The Ravid, not the Ron. The Ravid.
What'd you say?
The Ravid read.
Yeah, how would the Ravid, the Ron and the Ravid read that Gemara and Ksubis? Maybe it'll say in a Hanami. It's mutter, but you won't have siyata d'shmaya. Or I want to say maybe the Gemara only says it's a problem siyata d'shmaya when you're in his face. It said b'makom rabbe. But maybe if you're tok shlosha, you're not in his face, you will have the siyata d'shmaya.
Well, that fits well.
One of two pshatim, you could say. How the Ron and Ravid are going to, how the Ravid's going to read that Gemara and Ksubis that I gave you in the packet. You follow me? Right. You could either say that it'll be a problem siyata d'shmaya, or it's only a problem siyata d'shmaya when you're in his face. When you're not in his face, it's not a problem siyata d'shmaya. Tok Shlosha, you won't have that problem. Perhaps those are two pshatim I want to suggest, Lamaisa, to say how the Ravid's going to read the Gemara. Okay. Now, did everyone get a chance to see the whole Amud here? Did you get a chance to see the Amud here? The Gemara discusses, Lamaisa, this case which I wanted you to see. About if you're walking around and someone's about to use a tree and you're with your Rebbe, are you allowed to paskin and yell that it's usher? So if you take a look in the packet I gave you, let's take a look quick, guys, okay? Take a look in the packet. Second page of the Gemara says that it's mutter. How is it mutter? So take a look at the... at the second line before it gets along. Amarava. La Frushimi Sur. You want to read that there, Ben? Amarava. Right here.
Amarava.
Here, right here, Stephen. Here. You take this one, I'll take that one. Amarava. Go ahead.
Amarava.
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 Even in his face, you could pass in front of your Rebbe to stop someone from doing an Aveira. Go ahead. Ravina. Bless you.
He
saw some guy tying up his donkey. It's Inasa B'Shabbos. On a tree. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. Go ahead. He yelled at the guy, stop doing it. The guy ignored him. Didn't pay attention. Keeps doing it. Go ahead. He said that guy should be put in Nidui. That's a psak when you put a guy in Nidui. Go ahead. Then he said, well, maybe that's wrong. Maybe what I did is not right to do in front of my Rebbe, to put a guy in Nidui. Maybe it's not correct. Go ahead. So you see the lashon of what? Who's the kavod l'rav? The Eibishter's in charge. But the Gemara says kavod. That's what the Dvar Moshe says. Doesn't really fit in with what he said here. With Vizayon Hora, Mora, he tried to develop this theory of Hora. The Gemara says kavod. Seems like the whole halacha is kavod. It's not a new halacha. I would answer no. I would say it's lav dafkid. It doesn't mean covered, man. Slav Dafka means a hurrah. There's no problem, Lamais. Because you're giving what? That Isser, that special Isser of hurrah that exists is only when you're not helping someone out. But if you're giving covered to Hashem, there's no Isser. There's no Bezayim to the Rebbe. There's no hurrah, and there's no chesaron of reverence. Because the bottom line is I'm doing it for the Eibishter. So I think you can answer that, and it's not necessarily a problem, Lamais. Enchok and covered the Rav. It doesn't mean literally. Doesn't have to mean literally that shot, Lamaisa. Okay, doesn't have to mean it literally. Okay. Now, Lamaisa comes out here that we have a tremendous, tremendous chiddush here. Based on this din, let's get to it because we've got to get the chumash. If you recall correctly, let's go back now to the Gemara, guys. Let's go back to our Gemara. It is bizarre. It is quite bizarre. And did we read that in the Gemara yet? No, we didn't. Let's just read that line in the Gemara. Go ahead, Ben. Rabbi Chia, go ahead. Sunday we're going to finish up the sugya, and then next week Bez Hashem Bli Neder. Next week we're chazering. Okay. So the fellows are on here. That means what we're going to do, Bli Neder. We have to do Bez, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. I want to chazer only for a week. We'll take a very short bechin. It'll be very easy, okay? I want you guys, though, to be here in Seder. The guys on here, please tell them. I want everyone here in Seder, you learn the whole Daf Beis Monday, okay? Tuesday's a shorter Seder to do Gimel, right? We'll do the whole week, and then, believe that, I'd like to have the bechin maybe next Monday, okay? We'll have a short bechin for like 11 to 12 in the morning. Then we'll have Shir. Okay, very easy. I want you to just go through the Gemara, Rashi, and the Tosis, and I'll write you questions. Send them our makamas or a question for the Bechina straight from the questions. Be the easiest exam you'll ever take. Very easy. Everyone gets 100. You just go through the questions. But I want you to, in Seder, to go through the Gemara, Rashi, and the Tosis. Okay? We're going to start that on Monday. Sunday we'll finish up whatever we don't finish, but we have a lot to do. But I want to just read this line of the Gemara. It's connected with what we just learned. Go ahead then. Rebbe Chia. Right, you saw this guy, Dahave. He was in a cemetery. Go ahead. He said, what are you doing in a cemetery? Aren't you a Kohen? He says, yes, the father of the Gavra, he's talking about himself, was a what? What's Gabe Naim Have? He was what? He went after his eyes. I mean, he couldn't control himself. He fell in love with a divorcee. Go ahead, what did he do? He cast his eyes on a grusha. And he had a kid. And who's the kid? The kid is him. He's a chol. A chol is able to be metamet. Yes? A chol is able to be metamet. What on earth does this story have to do with anything? Did you guys think that? What does this story have to do with anything at all? Okay? So what do you say? So Rashi here comments, I want you to see, he says beautifully. He says, Rebbe was walking with his Talmud, Reb Chia. And Reb Chia yelled at the fellow. How could he yell at the fellow? We just learned you're not allowed to pass in front of your Rebbe unless you're three parsals away.
Yes, sir.
and he was not a Talmud Chaver. He was walking with him. Le'isuriz mutter. Le'afrish mi'isuriz mutter. That's what it's doing here. That's the first pshat of Rashi. But then Rashi writes a different pshat. Then Rashi writes to Yushalmi, says this story about Rebbe. And there were two stories of Rebbe and Akko. Akko is half Chutzlarts, half Eretz Yisrael. The first story, which with the Bei Bitzoyim, was in the half of Eretz Yisrael. He says, what are you doing being Makshir and Mekabel Tumah with Kalim? The second story was the Kohen in the Chalik of Chutzlarts. And he said, what are you doing there? Tumas Eretz Amim. So that's why the Gemara quotes two stories, because it all happened at the same time. Okay? So according to Rashi, they're really only related because it was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's the second pshat Rashi, Yushalmi and Shviz. And then the Yad Ramah writes, Rebbe Chazya. Please get that down. The Yad Ramah says, the Gears is Rebbe Chazya. What's Rebbe Chazya mean? What's Rebbe Chazya mean? Rebbe saw it. That's why the Gemara earlier was from Rebbe. So it brings another story about Rebbe. There's no connection at all between the two cases. Okay? So there's three pshat that we suggest. According to Rashi, it's Mafresh Me'isr. First shot, second shot, Rashi, do you show me that it was two stories of Rebbe? That really what was an Akko that happened at the same time. And the third one is that there were two stories of Rebbe there and they weren't at the same time. They're totally not connected. This happened with Rebbe, Lamaisa, and there's no shakas between the two. Okay? We got that, Chlor? Okay. Now, Lamaisa, so we have to go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. And then we have some other Malcolm on Sunday, and then Monday we start Chazar. Okay, so let's do the best we can.